We're continuing with Tehillim, the 68th chapter, Pasuk Chaf Bet. Ach Elohim yimchatz rosho yevav, kodkod seyar mitalech ba'ashamav. Hashem will yimchatz. What is the word yimchatz? Hashem will bash rosho yevav, the head of his enemies. Who is the enemy of Hashem? Kodkod seyar, the head of hair. Who is seyar? Who is Seir, our parsha, Esav. Mitalech ba'ashamav, Esav, who walks in sin, who is continues leading a life of transgression. So Hashem will ultimately bash his head. That's the description. Now, here again, you could read it literally. It's talking about a head of hair, or the way our sages said that it's talking about Esav. Okay, Kutkod is the head. Kutkod is the head. Yeah. Amar Adonai, mi bashan hashiv. Hashem says, I promise I will bring you back from all the different mountaintops, from all the different lands. I will bring you back to Israel. Ashiv mi mitzulot yam, even from the depths of the sea. I promise you I'm bringing you back. It doesn't matter how wealthy the nation is. It can be Russia, it could be the United States, it could be the depths of exile, it could be Africa. I'm bringing you back. Leman timchatz raglecha bedam. Hashem will bring us back because ultimately Hashem is going to take revenge from the nations. Leshon kilavecha meoyevim mineu. Hashem says, I want you back in the land of Israel, when I fight the enemies, lemantim chatzag lecha bedam, leshon kilavecha, and it's as though the dogs will come to lick the blood that's going to be dripping at the times of the wars that Hashem will bring ultimately at this end of time era.
It's gonna be literal, right? Of course.
I don't know. Our sages say that in the ultimate war, so then the people of Yefet will merit to be buried. So will there be nations that won't merit to be buried and the animals will eat the corpses? I don't know. Ah, that's not literal, obviously not. Yeah. Pasuk Chafei. Ra'u alichotecha Elohim, alichot elim malki. Vakodesh, ra'u alichotecha, that they've seen the way you lead. You've led Am Yisrael into the sea in the times of the splitting of the Yamsuf. Halichot eli malki bakodesh, Hashem who rests, so to speak, in the holy place in the heavens. And we'll pick up here, Bizanchim.